Hello, everyone, and welcome to WSI's Digital Insider podcast series, where in each episode, we'll be interviewing a marketing expert and top influencer in the digital marketing space to help all of you stay up to date on the latest trends and tactics. My name is Leanna San Pedro. I'm a member of WSI's corporate team in Toronto, Canada, which is home to my beloved Toronto Blue Jays. I also happen to be your host today. In today's episode, we'll be exploring the importance of lead generation in the digital space and some of the common mistakes brands make while targeting new customers. Our expert guest is Sharon Rowlands, who is the CEO over at Reach Local. She has more than 20 years of experience leading multi-billion dollar companies serving small and medium-sized businesses, financial markets, and enterprise customers. She also currently serves on the board of directors for the Local Search Association, the largest trade organization of companies engaged in local advertising and marketing. So sit back, grab a drink, and enjoy the session. So Sharon, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure, Leanne. I'm very happy to be with you.
So let's get started. Now, for those listeners who are joining us out there who might be rookies in the digital space, why is it important to embrace targeted lead generation strategies as a business owner?
Well, essentially, lead generation is the bread and butter of any business's growth. Without new leads coming in, it's much harder for a business to grow its existing customer base. So I actually think every business needs to focus on lead generation. But I think targeted lead generation is really important because you want to make sure that any money you spend to generate leads is actually being effectively allocated and that you're actually getting the right customers coming into your business, and so you don't waste money.
And you and your team at Reach Local, you guys have a wide array of solutions. How are you able to, you know, scale and adapt them to the nature of the digital world, which is definitely constantly shifting and evolving?
Yes, I think that's a really good question. So essentially, I think about three things. First of all, you've really got to stay on top of consumer behavior. So really thinking about where are the people that need to buy services and products, where are they spending their time searching, where are they surfing, how are they making decisions about those purchase decisions. So understanding consumer behavior, I think, is really important. And obviously, we're seeing a huge change there in terms of how much is being done on mobile devices and how much is being done inside apps on mobile devices rather than browsers. Secondly, clearly have to stay on top of technology and innovations in the market. And again, I think mobile is a big driver there. And then the third thing we take a lot of emphasis on is really constantly staying connected with customers and making sure the voice of the customer is front and center in our product strategy.
With your many years of experience working alongside small and medium-sized businesses, surely you've seen plenty of success stories as well, maybe a few blunders along the way. So what are the most common mistakes you see by brands who are driving a ton of traffic to their site but may not necessarily be getting any new customers that way?
Okay, so I think it starts with making sure what your marketing goal is. And I do think many businesses fall into the trap of thinking it's about getting visitors to their website. And I go into my Google Analytics, and I can see I'm getting lots of clicks, so aren't I doing well? Unfortunately, clicks don't become customers. You need leads in order to get customers. And so I think really focusing your digital strategy around what is the best way to get leads? And so you have to really think about what is it that's going to drive a consumer to pick up the phone to you or to contact you on your website. How we do that at Reach Local is we optimize across calls to action with all of our acquisition of AdWords so that we really make sure that money is being spent on the activities that are actually driving calls to actions. So I think that's the first thing. It's really important that lead generation is the focus and not just clicks. The second thing is, once you're getting leads, a ton of businesses then fall down in how they manage leads. They lose them. They don't nurture them. They don't follow up on them effectively. So you could be doing some great things with your marketing, but actually, if you're not doing a good job of nurturing and converting the leads, you're not going to get clients. It could be something as simple as making sure that any of your staff that answer the phone effectively, take callers' contact information, follow up effectively. So I really think it's about not focusing on clicks. It's about getting leads and then making sure you've got the right processes to actually take that lead and convert it to a customer. Because at the end of the day, all the businesses out there, what they're really looking for is more customers that are going to spend more money with them.
So you talked a little bit about nurturing those leads and nurturing those relationships. And I'm going to go back to that a little bit. These days, businesses like to think big and use the reach of the digital world to try and attract global customers. So why do you think, or do you think it's important for businesses to focus on, you know, their local market and their local relationships first and then build out from there?
I absolutely do. Listen, I think ultimately each business needs to assess what is the market they're in, you know, who are the consumers that are the best fit for their business that they can acquire cost effectively and ultimately make a return on investment on. And for so many small, medium businesses, you know, the best opportunities are the consumers that are within their local market. They're the consumers that they will have the ability to build a relationship with. Plus, it gives you an opportunity to learn from your local consumers, and they're going to want to see you be successful. So I would always suggest that that is going to be the most effective acquisition capability. Then as you sort of build success, you can then start to understand, how do I want to expand my business? Are there other locations I want to go into in expanding? Or do I have a broader addressable market than I sort of previously had anticipated? Now, clearly, if you're a pure e-commerce business, actually, then your target market could very well be national or global, and that's how you want to drive your marketing. But then you just need to make sure your marketing is focusing on the right segments of consumers that are going to be a good fit for you. The thing I always want to tell businesses is don't waste your money going after potential customers that are not a fit for you, and they're not going to end up buying from you.
So on the same topic of wasting money, obviously ROI is very important to the businesses that we work with. So can you talk a little bit about how important it is for marketers to track and measure their lead sources and about maybe a little bit about how Reach Local software supports that?
Okay, so I believe it's incredibly important to track and measure the sources of leads. I think we've all heard that saying, you know, I know 50% of my marketing is working, I just don't know which 50%. And, you know, Reach Local is on a mission to really bring transparency to all of our clients so they can really understand how every single marketing dollar is working for them. So I think it's critical that you track every lead that comes in. Where did it come from? Did it come from the website? You know, was it a result of your SEO activity? Did it come through Google? Did it come through a mobile channel? Did it come from a display ad? Measuring leads then gives you an idea of your return on investment because you can then understand which of those leads actually converted into customers. And then you can start to understand, how did my marketing dollars lead to that customer and that particular piece of revenue? So I think it's very, very important that people are really tracking leads and where are those leads coming from. Then they can start to reallocate their budget to the areas that are driving the best quality leads. And if I could put a plug in there for quality, because I know some businesses like to think about, hey, this is fantastic. I got 100 phone calls or 100 leads. But what's important is you're getting the right leads that are a fit for you and that actually convert to customers. So I encourage businesses to really understand the conversion ratios of lead to customers. Now, ReachLocal's ReachEdge software has real-time web and mobile dashboards that show the results for all of the business's digital marketing components. So really showing the lead sources, so what is coming from search, what is coming from social, what is coming from Facebook, really being able to understand that, and then showing conversion rates and revenue so that you can really then understand the ROI and ultimately make better decisions about how best to spend your marketing budget.
Now, for any listeners who might maybe be on the fence about their lead generation strategies or not really know where to begin and where to focus, is there really one area that you would advise any business owner from any vertical to focus on, just that one focus that they can hone in on at their starting point?
So listen, I think ultimately you've got to start with a really good website. You've got to have a responsive, mobile, optimized website. And the reason for that is, you know, 80% of consumers plus are actually using their mobile device. And so if they do a search and you come up and they click on it and you don't load effectively onto their mobile device, they're going to switch off and they're going to go to the next place. So that is the first thing I would counsel every business to make sure they have. And using best practice, you know, then, you know, clearly you want to have really strong content so that you are attracting more of the right traffic to your website. And you can then start to track how much content you do and how much SEO you do that will, if you like, help you understand, is that a good source for you? You know, the thing that works very strongly for a lot of businesses is search engine management. Really understanding the keywords in your vertical, in your locations that are going to really drive leads to you. And, you know, typically as a business is really starting to expand, you know, that is going to be one of the best sources of really driving increased traffic that's going to convert to leads and convert to customers. You know, a couple of other things that I would really urge businesses to really think about as they're thinking about their web presence and their digital marketing is their reputation. More and more for consumers today, they're really looking for brands and suppliers that they can trust and that have a strong reputation. And therefore, you know, using the right appropriate social media to build a reputation, I think, can be very important, particularly if you're a business where, you know, trust and reputation is important. An important component of that is review management. And this can be an area that a lot of businesses neglect. Consumers trust what other consumers say about your business. And so really building into the way you operate and encouraging your customers to write good, positive reviews about you and post them, I think is very important. The other thing, because people often do that, but they forget, is you also have to deal with bad reviews. And every now and again, a business gets a bad review because the client has a bad experience. You can't just ignore it because that one bad review will counteract 50 good reviews. So I like to encourage businesses to really have a process in place that once they see a bad review, reach out to that customer, understand why it was a bad experience, find a way to fix that experience for the customer, and then encourage the customer to change their review. And very often, these people that have a bad experience, if you manage them in the right way, they can become your strongest proponent for your business. So those are just, you know, a number of things that I would encourage businesses to think about.
Wonderful. All amazing tips, no matter where our business owners are in their cycle. So do you have any final thoughts to close off with? Any last minute tips that you want to share with any of our audience?
Well, I mean, I would really love to just emphasize for everybody out there, mobile. And I know I've said it a couple of times, but if you're not thinking about mobile, you're missing out on huge selling opportunities. You know, today, I think the stat is that 87% of consumers are using smartphones or tablets for shopping activities and informing their purchase decisions. Consumers are also spending so much time on mobile devices. The latest stat out is 3.3 hours on average a day per person. And what is interesting is 86% of that time is actually spent in apps on the mobile phone. So that means they're not using the browser to search. They're inside an app. And so it isn't just about being mobile optimized, so you come up in a Google or a Bing search. It's about, are you inside an app where consumers are searching? And there's a lot of mobile technologies today that exist that really give you an ability to target your customers in a whole set of new ways, leveraging mobile and leveraging in-app marketing. And it really gives you the ability to be hyper-local and really give you tools to reach consumers in very focused ways that really weren't possible before. Big brands have been doing this for quite a while now, but now, you know, smaller businesses also have access to this. So, you know, I think in summing up, I would just encourage everybody to really think about who's your potential customer, profile them, think about how they make decisions, what is their behavior, how do they find the answers they're looking for, then make sure your marketing strategy is tailored to being front and center where your consumer is.
You have definitely given all of us a lot to think about. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. So, you know, on behalf of our listeners, I want to thank you so much for sharing some of your expertise today, Sharon.
That's an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.
Well, that concludes this month's episode in WSI's Digital Insider Series. Thanks again to Ms. Sharon Rollins for sharing some great insights into targeted lead gen and how businesses can take advantage. And of course, thanks to all of you for listening. I hope you found the session informative, and if you have any questions about what was discussed, be sure to get in touch with a WSI consultant in your region. This is Leanna San Pedro for WSI signing off.